Well, good morning, Denver. Welcome to Power Players. Thanks for tuning in again on this Saturday morning. Today, I'm excited, in light of the stock show coming to town, to have the executive director of the Fellowship of Christian Cowboys, Harold Daniels. Good morning, Harold. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Well, I sure appreciate you coming on the program. I'll be the first one to tell you, you know, I didn't know there was the Fellowship of Christian Cowboys, and you guys have been around forever.
Well, not forever, but we've been around a long time. We've been around about 32 years.
Yeah, 1973, right?
Exactly right.
Wow. Well, tell me a little bit about Fellowship of Christian Cowboys, how it got started, and what you're doing right now.
Okay. Well, like you said, you know, 32 years ago, Mark Schricker, who's a PRCA cowboy, and Wilbur Plogger, and both those guys are Christians, and they were actually in Cheyenne, and they were just talking about how they could help minister to cowboys because there was such a need there. And so they started talking about that and finally decided that they would just have a fellowship time for anybody that wanted to come. And they wrote it down on a piece of paper and put it on a bulletin board, and that's how it actually started 32 years ago, ministering to cowboys.
Wow.
And the Lord has really blessed this ministry over the years. He's kept it going, and we really feel that we're right now on the edge of just really exploding as far as ministering to cowboys, cowgirls, their families, and those that enjoy the Western lifestyle.
Sure. Well, you're in the right place for it, too. You guys are based out of Colorado Springs?
That's correct. Yes, we're actually at Norris Penrose Stadium in Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay, sure. Know where that is. Yeah. Well, this is the right area for that. You know, you had said something that, actually, you had mentioned that there was such a need, and it's true. There is such a need for us to minister in every venue, not just athletics, but, you know, we're called to make disciples of men. We're called to go out and share the gospel message with everyone.
Yeah.
And that is our mission here through this program, too. But what's interesting about what you said is, you know, being a program that we deal with athletes in more mainstream line sports, football, basketball, baseball, and a lot of these kids come up through the inner city where, you know, it's very easy for the normal person to say, yeah, boy, I see the need for someone to minister to them. And we look at the American story and cowboys, and you look at them growing up saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and reading their Bibles and saying grace before meals. And I know that's kind of a Hollywood picture of it all. But, you know, what kind of need is, I mean, aside from the fact that we know that everyone needs to be ministered to, is there a rural community that is hurting in the same way that we look at the inner cities?
Yes, there really is. I mean, and the reason for that is that, like you said, you know, a lot of the people that we minister to or try to minister to, they enjoy the Western lifestyle. And what that means is that we have a lot of individuals that like to rodeo. We have a lot of individuals that like horses and horsemanship and so on and so forth and trail rides, those kind of things. And so when you stop and think about that, a lot of these people also have the 9-to-5 jobs. And so when do they take the time to enjoy their lifestyle as far as the horses and that kind of thing goes? Well, it's on the weekend.
Yeah.
And so it's normally a Saturday and a Sunday. Well, if they're out on a Sunday, they don't go to church someplace.
Yeah.
So many of the people that we minister to, they don't attend church. And so our goal is to go where they're at and to minister to them. And so that's what we do. We have, in fact, this, like you mentioned, the stock show coming up. Well, we'll do actually 4 different church services in Denver. We do one, obviously, on this coming January the 7th at the Beef Palace Auction Arena. Then on the 14th, we have 2 services. There's a big vendor service, WESA, which is a Western clothing and all kinds of different things. But we do a vendor service for them on the 14th. We also do another service, Denver Coliseum, at 11 o'clock. And next Sunday, or the following Sunday, the 21st, we do another service at the Coliseum at 11 o'clock.
That's on the 21st?
Pardon me?
That one's on the 21st?
Yes, sir.
What was that one between the WESA vendor service on the 14th and then the one at Denver Coliseum on the 21st?
Okay, let me just go over them again. We've got one this Sunday, the 7th.
Uh-huh.
That's at the Beef Palace Auction Arena at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We have two services on the 14th.
Okay.
We have one at 7:30 a.m., and that's for the vendor service, the WESA. And then we have another one in the Coliseum at 11 o'clock.
Okay, and that's
on
the
14th. And then we have one on the 21st at 11 o'clock.
Okay. And those, aside from that vendor service, these are open to anybody, right?
Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have those open to anybody. And so anyway, getting back to church services, you know, we do church services there. We do them out at the National Final Rodeos in Vegas. We do them in Houston. We do them in Cheyenne. And so and then there's all kinds of local rodeos that we have people. We have about 54 chapters throughout the U.S. and Canada, and those chapters are people that enjoy the Western lifestyle, and so they're a part of rodeos and so on and so forth, and so they do church services at the rodeos on Sundays. So we do a lot of church services. We have rodeo Bible camps that we do. We have probably 1,200 youth at 24 rodeo Bible camps that we do each year.
Mm.
We have about 1,600 that we minister to at the National High School Finals every year. We have about 750 at the junior high rodeo finals, and over 700 at the National Little Britches Rodeo Association.
Well, y'all are busy.
We are busy.
No doubt about it. Well, I also want to mention, too, that people that want to learn more about FCC can log on to your website, which is www.christiancowboys.com. And they can get on there and scroll through. There's lots of information there, and it shows you there's an events link there that'll tell you all about what's coming up, too. And
yeah.
I want to just remind my listeners that you can now log on to our website at www.powerplayersradio.com. And then there's contact links and links to each venue of sport that we talk to here on the program. And after today, we'll actually have a link on there for FCC.
Oh, great.
So people can jump on there. So again, I'm going to give you yours again, www.christiancowboys.com, and then ours, www.powerplayersradio.com. There's also a contact button there you can get on and email me if you want. So going back into this now, let me ask you personally, Harold, what did you grow up in a home that was kind of a Western style home, and you grew up loving horses, and or did you kind of move into that?
Well, actually, I was when I was 12. My dad bought a ranch east of Colorado Springs, and we moved out there. So I've been around the ranching and farming community since then, and that's really been that's really been a love of mine. I've not been able to do that all my life. Actually, God called me into ministry in 1975, and I've been, long story short, I've been a pastor. I've been an associate pastor, a church planter, and my family were missionaries to Haiti, and with Compassion International, and so we've been in ministry since 1975, and then just a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years now. There was an opening here for a director for the Fellowship of Christian Cowboys. I applied to that, and by God's grace, I got it. So I'm just in a position that I love and really enjoy what we're doing in the Western community.
Well, what a great thing to get. If you had that heart for being around the farm and ranch community, and all of a sudden God opens up that door for you, it's amazing.
Yeah, right.
How he works sometimes.
It's definitely amazing. But I think all the other stuff that he did since 1975 was just kind of preparation for this. So.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
So that was great. Yeah.
Well, and I always hope that things like that are encouragement to our listeners too. If sometimes you may be in a place where, and this may not apply exactly to where you were, but a lot of people are in a place they don't necessarily want to be. But God's got a reason that you're there.
Right.
God's got a purpose for you. It's greater than anything we can see. And boy, don't I know it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he He will move you there in his time.
You bet.
And it'll be perfect,
you
just
bet.
Like
That's
he
right.
has set it up to be. So, well, tell me, you, besides the stock show, what is the next thing on the agenda?
Well, actually, after the stock show, we'll get ready and then we'll go to Houston because they have a big rodeo and stock show and stuff in Houston, Texas. And so we have a chapter down there that's part of that, and we'll probably go down to do that or help with that anyway. And then in June, and we'll have this on the website before long, but then we have our rodeo Bible camps that start. And like I said, we have like 24, and those are for ages 8 to 18. And basically what happens with those is that we have we do a rodeo Bible camp. We bring in instructors so that the kids that want to learn horsemanship or trick riding or how to rope or how to ride rough stock, those kind of things, we will have instructors to teach them the proper way to do that. And then along with that, we have a camp pastor. So we have two church services every day. And then we have team leaders, and we try to get four or five kids per team leader. And they are with those kids to help answer any questions on the spiritual side of things, because we feel that it's not riding, roping, and rodeo as much as it is their relationship with the Lord and how we can help them enhance that or bring them to know the Lord. That's just the venue we've been allowed to work in through the rodeo.
Now, with those camps, do kids come in that don't know a darn thing about horses?
Yes. That's open to kids that would maybe like to learn horsemanship and things like that. And so, yes, it's open to kids, like I said, 8 to 18, and they don't have to know about horses and that kind of thing. We'll teach them.
Has anyone tried to link up an inner-city ministry with you to do something with young kids from the city who would want to get out on the ranch?
You know, we've really not. We're probably going to start this this year. Charlie Sampson, I don't know if you know that name or not. But
I don't.
Charlie was a professional bull rider, and Charlie has been doing work with kids from inner city. And we know Charlie, and we're going to hook up and see how we can help him with that inner city ministry and maybe bring kids to some rodeo Bible camps.
Well, that's cool. You and I will stay in contact on that, too, because I'd love to see something like that happen.
Okay, we can do that, because Charlie he was in New York, and he just moved back to Denver.
I can't help but do this. New York City!
Yeah, exactly. What's in New York City?
Well,
not any hot sauce.
Well, I know that... I look forward to a time when you and I can get together. I love going out to the stock show. I love seeing the animals out there and watching these guys and gals, truly athletes and of a whole nother caliber than what I'm used to a whole different thing. And I remember growing up and not realizing that they are true athletes. And I tell you, as I'm grown, I've been around some horses and they just scare the pants off me, man. I'm telling you, I can't be near. They know it. They see
so
me
you
coming.
You don't want to ride a bull.
Well, I want to. It's just a matter of when I get close to him, I couldn't do it. When I remember coming around in the lower part of that stock show where they keep all the animals in the stalls down there.
Uh-huh.
And I came around the corner, and this guy was bringing a couple draft horses out of the stall.
Yes.
And I was face-to-face. Well, not face-to-face. He was about 4 feet higher than me.
Yes.
And I just thought, my gosh, how does somebody, muster up the courage to get on one of these things?
Right. Yeah.
Have you done the rodeo stuff yourself, or are you more of kind of a passive rider?
No, I have not competed in rodeo. I was more raised on a ranch, and so we had the cow calf operation, so we had horses and that kind of thing, and did all the things that you do on a ranch, branding and all that kind of thing. But I was never in the PRCA.
Yeah. I thought if I could just find a pony that could hold a 245-pound man, then he'd probably be nice enough to me to do it. But
well, I tell you, if you ever want to get on one, we can find a horse that'll hold you.
All right.
good.
And it'll still be nice, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm looking through also. You've got a publication I want to make people aware of, too, and that's called The Line Rider.
Yes, sir.
And how can people get that through the website?
Yeah. The Line Rider is a monthly magazine that we put out. And so they can email us or whatever, and we can tell them all about that.
Great. And I'm going to again mention that you can get on to www.christiancowboys.com to get more information from FCC, what's going on with them, where they started, and the different events that are happening. And, again, you can log on to our website at www.powerplayersradio.com. So I would definitely encourage people to do that and get in contact with myself. And again, get in contact with your organization as well, Harold. Now, are you going to be up here at the Stock Show?
I am.
You guys, do you have like a booth or anything? Or
you know, we don't have a booth, but we will be at the Stock Show. We'll be at both of the services.
Right.
And, so if you're available, come by and maybe we could meet and let you buy me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'd be honored. Well, I'm going to mention again these services too, because it's real important that people know that these are available to everyone. There's one in the middle, that vendor service. I'm going to guess that the doors are kind of closed to the vendors? Or
yeah, it's kind of closed for that, and it's just because, you know, they're not open yet.
Right.
But all the others are, we would welcome anybody to come.
All right, well, I'm going to try and run through this again, and you correct me if I make any errors here.
Okay.
January 7th at the Beef Palace Auction Arena at 8 a.m., there's a service, church service, that's open to the public. At 7:30 a.m. is a WESA vendor service. So if you're a vendor at the Stock Show, make sure you don't miss church that day. It's on the 14th, 7:30 a.m., WESA vendor service. That same day at 8 a.m., or 11 a.m. rather, at the Denver Coliseum, there's a church service open to the public. And then on the 21st at the Denver Coliseum, there is another church service open to the public. So nobody's going to have an excuse for missing church.
There you go.
And having some communal worship there.
That's
on those
right.
days, for sure. Will those services be posted on the site as well?
Oh, gosh, you know, I don't know if they'll be on the site. I can't answer that question, Ken. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do this. When I get back, I'll post them on my site.
Okay,
so
great.
Everybody knows, you can, when you go to my site, powerplayersradio.com, when you link on to the rodeo link, I'm going to group it under that.
Okay.
You'll be able to find out about the services that are available. And again, you'll be able to link to the Fellowship of Christian Cowboys website. So in closing here, anything else you would like to get out there on the air?
Well, you know, that just people would, you know, really want to be involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission, because that's really bottom line what we're all about. And if somebody's interested in that, they can contact you or myself, and we'll try to hook them up.
That's right. And even we're called to be fishers of men, but maybe we can be lassoers too.
There you go. We can do that too.
We'll rope them in.
There you go.
Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on the program with me. Again, I hadn't known before that there was a Fellowship of Christian Cowboys. Me being a guy who grew up, you know, I grew up on the East Coast. I surfed and skateboarded and, you know, played football and basketball and things like that. But certainly coming out here to Colorado, have been exposed in the last 12, 14 years to this Western lifestyle. And I sure like it. I'd love to have a ranch that my kids could grow up on. And again, if I could get, you know, away from my fears of horses, I'd love to eventually have a horse for them to play on too. But
that'd be great. Well, I tell you what, we just need to get you and the family, and we'll find some gentle horses and let you guys get started.
That'll be a good time, no doubt about it.
Right. Well,
I'm gonna get in touch with you, and I will look for you at the Stock Show. Everybody who's listening, please go to the Stock Show and go and join one of these church services and get a chance to meet Harold and learn a little bit more about the Fellowship of Christian Cowboys and see what you can do to help advance the kingdom for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey, Harold, thanks again.
You bet, Ken.
Have a great day. God
you
bless
do
you.
The same.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Denver, thanks again for tuning in today to Power Players. Something new all the time for me. I had no clue in the world there was a Fellowship of Christian Cowboys. If it hadn't been brought to my attention from some dear friends of mine, you know, I would have not known, but I'm excited to know about this. And what an awesome thing to know that it doesn't matter what venue of sport we're in, there are people out there that are trying so hard to share the gospel and to share Jesus Christ with those who don't know or who at least have not yet taking that final step to accept him as Lord and Savior and to ask forgiveness from our Lord. Well, I'll tell you, it was an exciting year for 2006. We've got some great plans for 2007. I would love to encourage you to log on to our website, www.powerplayersradio.com. You'll see a little bit more about what's going on in the future, and what we've got planned, the upcoming guests. You'll be able to link on the different sports venues that we've had on the program and see the different guests on there. Now, please know that this is kind of a, it's a personal thing for me. I'm learning how to build these websites on my own in the most amateur way, but I'm also learning that just so that I can manage them because it'll only be me, and I want to make sure that I have the ability to go in and manage them. So as they grow, please be forgiving. They are amateur, but we hope to eventually have the ability for you to link on to different sport and different guests that have been on and hear the broadcasts that they have done with me. So that's what we're hoping and praying for. And you can scroll through different links that will connect you to how to contact me, all about our fundraising. It'll tell you exactly where the money goes for this program. I don't draw an income from this program. It is only set up as a ministry, and that's the way we'll keep it. We just want to be able to use the radio to advance the kingdom. We want to use the radio and have guests on that people who normally wouldn't tune in may tune in and listen just so that they could hear the message of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're praying for. So I would ask you, first and foremost, please pray for this program. We need your prayer. More than anything, we need your prayer. And then finally, if you wouldn't mind, visit our website, link on the different areas, and if there's a way that you can help us out financially to keep this program going, well, sure, I'd sure appreciate it. There's a way you can check that out on the fundraising link, and this will be, I don't want to do programs where I request funds over the air, but, it's a listener-supported, it's a business-supported program. We just want to get all the help we can and keep this thing going. So, again, we appreciate your listenership thus far. Pray that you will continue to listen to this program and that there will be guests on that will honor our Lord Jesus Christ and that you will be blessed by listening. So thank you so much. And, again, visit the National Western Stock Show coming up this week. It'll be in town, and I would encourage you on the 7th to go and have, don't be afraid to have church in the rodeo. Go to the Beef Palace Auction Arena at 8 o'clock a.m. On the 7th for a church service. On the 14th, you will be able to go to the Denver Coliseum at 11 a.m. to have a church service. And on the 21st, you'll be able to, again, go to the Denver Coliseum and have church service on the 21st at 11 a.m. And then if you're a vendor there, they will have a WESA vendor service at 7:30 a.m. on the 14th as well. So I encourage you, there's no reason to miss church, even though you're at the rodeo. So thank you so much for listening. Denver, I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. God bless you. Thanks so much.